Oh, yes, hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
Very good, sir. We received these calls. We were trying to call you on behalf of Contour Mortgage. My name is Edward, by the way. Let me explain to you that the reason for we have trying to call you this morning is regarding a mortgage transactions that were pulled from the credit bureaus. And we were trying to connect you with one of our counter mortgage representatives. That way you can compare the percent, the products, and numbers to be entitled to purchase a home or refinance to get some cash out, okay?
All right.
Got it. Would you like to be transferred, listen, speak to one of our licensed agents in Florida, sir?
Okay, I'll do that.
Appreciate it, time. It's going to be fast, and you still have the opportunity to listen to one of our greatest deals because we do have some of the best rates. So let me go ahead and reach him. ASAP.
Good morning. This is Daryl Shergan.
How are you doing, Daryl? My name is Edward. I do apologize. I have Mr. What is your name? Sorry, Mr.
Chris Williams.
I have a Mr. Chris Williams on the line. He would like to listen to mortgage information so you can have for him. Do you have his information, by the way?
I'll pull it up. Yeah, you can transfer the call. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Hi, Mr. Williams.
All right. I'm here.
Very nice to meet you, Chris. I'm Daryl Shergan. I'm a loan officer here with Contour Mortgage. And thanks for taking our call. Obviously, we're not the first mortgage company you ever talked with in your life, but we are looking to earn your business. And let's take a look and see what you're looking to accomplish. I'm happy to work up some quick upfront numbers for you. Are you buying a house or what's the goal?
Not this time. Eventually, I might sell this house and buy a, but the thing is, the place I want to buy, the houses are too much more expensive. I stay in the northern part of, above Palm Beach, I put it that way, on Treasure Coast. Treasure Coast? You ever heard of Treasure Coast?
Not very familiar. Port St. Lucie? Okay, mm-hmm. For sure, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
is that going to be for primary residence or an investment property?
The refinance is going to be a primary residence.
Okay. Oh, so you're looking to refinance right now?
Right now, yeah. Right now, I'm looking to get some kind of cash out.
Okay, Chris, how much cash are you looking for?
As much as I can get, but I think the way I see it, I might be able to get $20,000 to $25,000. The way I see it.
Okay, $20,000 to $25,000.
It all depends on certain things, the appraisal.
For sure.
The OC number and the interest rate. The OC number,
okay.
Interest rate, and the appraisal.
What's the OC number? What's that mean?
I think it's percentage occupation cost.
Oh, the percentage. The percentage that we can lend up to,
right.
Like loan to value.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
I got you. Okay.
Some of them is 3.5, some are 2.5. I heard some can be 1.5. So it depends on the lower the interest, the cheaper the refinance or mortgage are going to be cheap.
Gotcha. Okay. So I'm just working up some quick numbers for you. How much do you owe on your mortgage right now?
Right now, I'm going to say $305,000.
And the property address is 1316 Southwest Empire Street in Port St. Lucie?
Yes.
Okay. And that's your primary residence? You live there?
Yes.
Bear with me. Let's see what – have you had – when's the last time you had an appraisal done?
I think it's been about six months to 12 months ago. Something like that. I'm not sure.
Okay. 6 to 12 months ago.
Yeah, I think the appraisal is around. I think it's around 370,000 at this point.
But I'm
trying to get an appraisal done, so I can pinpoint that much more precisely.
I got you. Okay, how long have you owned the house?
I think I moved into it in 2017.
Okay. And any idea what your credit score is?
It depends on how it's looked at, but I look at Credit Karma, my is 618, but my Equifax is like 624. So,
gotcha.
Exactly what it is.
Gotcha. What rate do you have on your mortgage right now?
4.75.
4.75. Okay. Sounds about right for 2017. Okay. So here's the situation. When I look up on Zillow, approximate value, similar homes to yours. Looks like your house is a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, and just shy of 1,200 square feet. Oh, you have a pool?
That's enclosed. Uh-huh. Put a screen in.
Okay. Nice. So it looks like other homes in the area are selling somewhere in the neighborhood of, between 350 and 425. So, what you can borrow is about 80% of the value of the home. So if the house appraised for 370 to
400.
Oh, you're a veteran? Thank you for your service. Thank you. Okay. Of course, we won't know exactly what the house is worth until you have an appraisal done.
Right.
That's why I asked when was the last time you had an actual appraisal, like if you were trying to refinance. So you have an actual appraisal report from 6 to 12 months ago. Were you trying to refinance at that time?
I did at that time.
You did? Okay. All right. So what the VA is going to tell us is – basically, you could borrow up to 90% of the value of the home, but there has to be a significant net tangible benefit to the loan. And if the rate's going up, then they're going to want to see that there's some other type of benefit, like you have an adjustable rate mortgage and now you're getting a fixed rate. When the rates are going down, that's easily justifiable. But if the rate's going up, the VA wants to see that you're achieving some kind of net tangible benefit, and they don't consider cash out to be a significant benefit. That's not me. That's just the VA. So will you be paying off any debts? Do you have like solar equipment or a home improvement loan, or do you have debts that you're paying off?
Yeah, I got auto.
Auto?
Yeah,
auto loan?
I got a car. Yeah, about 19,000 now, about 20,000, somewhere like
that. Okay. Okay. And how much do you pay on that?
$559 a month.
Okay. How much is your mortgage payment?
$1,914.
Okay. So bear with me a moment. So right now you're $305. And you were looking for an additional 20 to 25 grand cash out. So that'd take you up to about 330. Are you receiving any VA disability benefits, 10% or greater?
I'm 1% disabled.
Okay. 100%?
Yes.
Okay. We thank you for your service. I'm sorry to hear about that. My father was an Army veteran, and I helped him with his VA stuff the last 10 years of his life. It wasn't easy. And I'm sure you'd rather have not been injured or harmed or have suffered. Okay, so watch this. How much of your Are you exempt from real estate taxes, or they give you a break on them?
I'm exempt from property tax.
Okay. How much do you pay for insurance?
About $2,800. In Florida, it's outrageous.
I know. I hear you. I got a daughter who's going to college down in St. Petersburg. She had for 3 weeks she was at the school her first year in college, and she had to evacuate for that last hurricane. But yeah, I'm familiar. So you'd be looking at a new mortgage payment. To get that cash out, you'd be looking at a new mortgage payment of probably around $2,600 a month. You're a nice guy. I'm not trying to hurt you over here. You understand? So my job, the best I can do is show you what's available now,
right,
whether it's healthy for you or good or not. I mean, maybe you pay your car off and you eliminate a $559 payment, but your mortgage just went up $700. So that's not saving you any money. Plus, even if you wanted to do that loan, if I try and submit that for the VA to approve, they'll look at that loan and say, wait a second, you're not saving this guy any money. Why is he doing that loan? You'd be better off, keep the loan you got, endure, deal with what you got, get your credit scores up higher, and at some point in the near future, get your credit scores up over 640 to 680, and maybe we do a small home equity loan for you and get you your 20, 25 grand cash out just on a small loan like that. I can't work for those. I can't do anything unless you had, yeah, I'll tell you exactly what. Hang on 1 second. Bear with me 1 second. I'm checking to see, because we also do a lot of home equity loans. And listen, when the rates go down below 4.75, I would love to talk to you about getting you a streamlined refinance. And as long as the rate's dropping more than 0.5%, I'd love to be able to get you a lower rate on your mortgage. If the rate's going to go up, it's got to be helping you more than it hurts you. You follow? We didn't ask our veterans to serve our needs in this country and keep us safe and secure in our country, only to then turn around and repay them by taking away low interest rates and stick them in a bad loan. That's not what I'm here for. Other people may decide that they can do that, but that's not what my God wants me to do for you, right? So if the time comes, you get your credit scores up over 680, then we can do a small loan for you, and to get that 25 grand, you'd be paying somewhere around about $300 to $325 a month. That could be good. That could be good for you. And then you keep your mortgage. You keep your 4.75. You don't refinance unless the rates are going down. And we just get you a small fixed rate home equity loan. You have a small payment on that. Pay off your car loan. Have a couple of bucks extra. Your house is very pretty, by the way. It looks like it's in real nice condition.
Thank you.
Awesome. So in the meantime, we're not here to hurt you or take advantage of you or exploit you in any way. I thank you for your service. I'm going to text you. Chris, is this a cell phone? Can I text you on this?
Yeah, you said you can text. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 1 second. Now, when they get me on the phone with people, it's a nice opportunity to chat with people about their goals, needs, see, sometimes business results. Sometimes we can help somebody save money, take cash out. If it's healthy, it's good. And that's what we're here to do. Every conversation doesn't mean that I have to be doing any business right now today. But life is long, Chris. I'm not going anywhere, and neither are you. When the time comes to revisit this, let's talk again in another, couple of months. And in the meantime, it doesn't really take a whole lot to get those credit scores up. Just maintain payments on everything, house payments, everything you got, and maybe try and pay down. Do you have, credit cards that may be a little high on the limits right now?
I don't use them that much, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. I would focus on – yeah, I hear you. So the goal is maybe pay the balances down a little bit as best you can. As the balances go down, the credit score goes up. and then maybe in another month or two, give me a call back. Let's talk then. Do you use any kind of credit monitoring like Credit Karma or Experian Credit Boost?
I use Credit Karma.
You do?
I find Credit Karma is kind of disillusional. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes they're on the high end, and sometimes they can be on the low end. And then, you know, so that's my problem with Credit Karma. But other than that, it has a lot of information that it gathers based on it.
It's a useful tool, but it's not the gospel, right?
No.
So it'll show you which direction your scores are going, but it's not always accurate. Plus, the mortgage industry has a whole different way of running a score. Always comes out different than Credit Karma. But at least wherever you're at, use Credit Karma like an indicator. Like, oh, okay, if your scores are going up, that's good. And then use the information on there, how to improve your credit scores and anything like that as a resource. And when you see your credit scores have gone up about another 30, 40 points from wherever they are, then let's talk again. In the meantime, I thank you very much for your service to our country. And, I mean, don't get me wrong, if something was an emergency and you needed money because, like, life or death situation, I'm not going to sit here and tell somebody, no, I can't control what happens in people's lives. But if it's not that kind of a life or death situation, financially speaking, the VA doesn't even want us doing a loan just for the sake of a veteran wanted 20, 30 grand cash out. If it's helping and benefiting you, then they would approve it. If it's not helping and benefiting you or putting you maybe in a financial hardship worse than doing nothing, then they don't want us really doing that. And a lot of companies will sit there unscrupulous because they need business. I think it's a poor judgment call for them. But at the same time, if anything changes, make sure you reach out to me because we are here, especially in case you had some kind of circumstance come up. Okay, my friend.
All right. Thank you very much.
Very nice to meet you. You are very welcome. Have a great day, Chris.
You do the same. Bye-bye.